My name is Bonnie Sue Stein. I consider myself a world traveler. I've been to over 45 countries since I first left my hometown of Detroit in 1972. Some of them don't even exist anymore. Here's a story from 1989. I've been 2 weeks in Estonia, the capital city of Tallinn, working on a project. I overstayed my visa by 1 day. In those days, you could get a maximum 2 weeks visa. Travel is heavily restricted. I come to the border, say goodbye to my friends. It's a family, two children.
A mother and her two sons.
Mother are there, and my friend, who the sister of the mother, and we're all crying because they can't go anywhere. They can't get any travel papers. And we wonder, without saying it out loud,
a mother and her two small children.
Will we ever see each other again? I come to the border where this is a huge port building, brick, gray, Soviet style, unassuming, no decor, red star here and there. The Soviet soldier who's guarding is armed and has a green uniform, a man in his 50s. Probably been at this border for a number of years, and maybe he's not from around here. In those days in the Soviet Union, the soldiers would be placed thousands of miles from their hometown. Russia. It's on the front page now. In those days, these soldiers had the power to say yes or no at the border, and I'm assuming this guy has a vocabulary that basically consists of nyet, no, nada, sorry, baby. I come up to him and pass my passport to him, and he looks at it and looks at me and says, no, visa, visa, no visa, expire. And I said, no, but it's only 1 day expired. I'm leaving now, so why do I, it's fine. No, no, he says, no, you must extend visa. Go back, extend visa. Now, to extend a visa in those days probably would take a week. The embassy hours are erratic. You never know when you can get in, and you have to have a reason. It was hard enough to get the 2 weeks that I had. No, I say, I'm leaving now. Why do I need to extend my visa? I'm leaving. I'm flying out of here tomorrow from Helsinki. I'm taking the boat and I'm leaving. Raising my voice didn't help. He turns away, ignores me, takes the next person. I stand there dumbfounded
and a little scared.
I don't know what to do.
I stand there.
I turn. I see my friends on the other side of the enormous fence, almost like a jail, watching me and wondering what the hell's going on. They can't come and ask. I turn around on the other side and I see the captain of the boat. Now, this is a captain I've met before because I've taken this trip a few times. You fly from New York to Helsinki and take a 3-hour boat to Tallinn, Estonia.
The Baltic Sea, 3 hours.
And quite often he's allowed us to sleep on the boat because avoiding a hotel stay if the flight came in the evening and the boat left the next morning. So I know this guy. He gestures for me to come over. I walk over to him. I'm fuming. What am I going to do? He puts his arm on my shoulder and walks me around. You must calm down, he said.
Calm down.
His English is perfect. A Finnish, highly educated man who really knows the score. Look, he says, this soldier that you're talking to, he probably has this job for maybe another week. He knows this is the end of the Soviet Union. Everything is crumbling. If he has a few more days or even a week left,
he's losing his job.
It's a lot. You have to calm down and be polite. I'm fuming. I say, okay. And meanwhile, everyone has left and gone through the door to the boat and on the port building The border building is empty except for me, the guard, the captain, and his assistant.
Everyone's gone. No one's left.
And he won't get on the boat until I'm there. He stays until every passenger. Just like going down with the ship, he's not leaving without everybody.
The captain will wait. He'll wait.
And the captain will stay there and wait until I get through.
I hope
he'll walk over to the border guard. I'm sorry, I said.
I'm leaving tomorrow.
I'm taking the boat. Here's my ticket. My ticket from Helsinki back home. My mother is waiting for me.
Mother.
That seems to perk his ears, Mother.
Mother Russia.
He looks at me. I say, please, please let me through. Spasiba. I manage one of my only words in Russian. Spasiba, please. He's staring at me, not a word. Finally, he hands the passport back.
He's losing his job.
And gestures for me to go through the door. Пожалуйста, he says. Go on. And I do.
Spasiba was recorded during the Wave Farm Radio Art Workshop with Jess Spear in April 2021.